Podcast Help Desk, number 99 for July 29th, 2017.
The Podcast Help Desk is where we go deep into the technology of podcasting, help you with the problems you may run into, and when we have a chance, review new gadgets, services, and solutions for podcasters. To keep your podcast running smoothly, it takes some tech. That's what Podcast Help Desk is here for, to smooth out the geek speak and put it in, more or less, plain English. The main audience for this podcast is those who have podcasts and want to tweak the tech to get better sound, a better website, a more reliable feed, or a more streamlined workflow. Also, for podcasting beginners that don't want to make all the mistakes themselves. Here's your host, Mike Dell.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever the case may be, and man, does time fly. I realize it's been about 3 months since I've put out an episode, and I really wanted to get to episode 100 about 2 years ago. So, looks like it's going to happen this year, hopefully. So, I figured I'd get back into recording here now that... Now that it's on the top of my radar, we've been doing a whole lot of stuff at my day job, which I will discuss here in a little bit. And, of course, a lot of personal things going on, but I won't bore you with that. Of course, the Podcast Help Desk is a member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. That's over at techpodcasts.com. And let's see. Oh, yeah, we're also sponsored by Blueberry, also my employer, for disclosure here. But Blueberry Podcasting, of course, they provide this website now. That's something relatively new. They also provide me with web hosting, or I mean media hosting and web hosting. And it all works out really good. And you too can do all of this, and you can do it free for a month over at blueberry.com. That's blubrry.com. So some of the things I'm going to touch on here in the news segment, of course, SoundCloud seems to be in the news a lot in the podcasting world. And of course, the Messengers movie is available for pre-order over at iTunes or the Apple TV or whatever. I don't know what they call it anymore. I guess it's still iTunes. That, of course, was changed. So, and then there's been a deal between Audio Boom and Deezer. If I can spell it right on my show notes here. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be typing while recording, should I? I should have had that done all ahead of time. There's a tip for you new podcasters. Get your bullet points already typed before you hit record. So I guess we'll hit on the Messengers movie. According to, I think it was Sean that opened the, or that wrote the article over at, no, it was Jen, over at podcasternews.com. But anyway, it's a podcast documentary, and a friend of the show, Dave Jackson, was involved with that, I think, along with Daniel Lewis. I think they were in it or around it or something. I haven't seen it yet either. So I went ahead and pre-ordered it at iTunes on my Apple TV for $5.99. It's worth it. It's a good show. So go check that out, and as soon as I see it, I will have a full review of it. How about that? It's over, I guess, iTunes. I don't know where else it's available. Let's see. Trying to see on this article. It doesn't have a... there's a website. Here, I'll put a link to this in the show notes, too. It's the themessengersdoc.com. And... it doesn't really say where else it's available, but it says pre-order on iTunes, so big button there. So go check that out. Should be pretty good. You know, most of these little independent documentaries are interesting, and this one's probably no exception. And it's about something that we all know and love. And here's the headline I was going to go with. Actually, I am going with it. SoundCloud is dying. Run for your lives. No, really, you should. If you're on SoundCloud for your podcast hosting as your primary podcast host, you might want to make other plans and at very least make sure you have all your MP3s saved somewhere else, just so that in case they do implode or when they implode, you can get off of them. Of course, we've been saying that a lot about FeedBurner, you know, of course, and FeedBurner's still here, so I don't know, maybe SoundCloud will pull it out at some point, but they laid off, 77 people, something like that. I mean, it was it's a bunch of people. No, 173 they laid off. That was just about 40% of their total, and they closed down a couple offices, so now they only have offices in Berlin and New York. And their San Francisco office, or Silicon Valley office, or whatever, the one in California, was the office that took care of the podcasting. So I don't know if all those employees got let go when they closed the office, or they moved to another office, or work from home, or what. So we don't know what's going on over there with podcasting. But like I said, if I was hosting there as my primary host, I would definitely make other plans. Just saying. And Deezer, Audio Boom and Deezer made some sort of agreement. I don't have a lot of information about that. If I do round something up, it'll be in the show notes over at podcasthelpdesk.com for episode 99. But Deezer, if you remember, bought Stitcher Radio. Stitcher Radio, of course, is an app on the two main platforms, Android and iOS, and it's a kind of streaming podcasting service. At the time, they would take a copy of your episode and then dumb it down a little bit so they could stream it easier, and they would serve a copy of your podcasts, you know, in a bit lower quality, but still, you know, not bad, and they would also put commercials in between the episodes, and that's how they were supposed to make money, and I don't know how that worked out, but Deezer bought them, and then a couple years later, Deezer sold them. They sold them to, I think it's Scripps Company has them now, but I'm not sure. So, but part of that deal was supposed to be that all the Stitcher podcasts would be available in Deezer, which is kind of a Spotify-like thing over mainly in Europe. I don't think they're in the U.S., but maybe they are. I don't know. I haven't looked. But anyway, supposedly they were supposed to remain on Deezer if you were on Stitcher. Now Audio Boom made a deal with them, so now if you're on Audio Boom... And Audio Boom is not something I would really recommend. I mean, when they started out, they were okay. I remember they used to be called Audio Boo. And what the idea was kind of an audio version of Twitter. You had, you know, a limited amount of time. You did it via an app on your phone, and you just record, you know, short audios and, you know, kind of like Twitter updates and it published, and now they've kind of turned into a somewhat full-blown podcasting platform. I said, don't know a lot about them since they've made that switch, but I don't know. I guess if you want to go do that, go do that. But like I said, I still wouldn't use that as a primary place for your podcast. Of course, you know, us here at the Podcast Help Desk and at Blueberry in general as well recommend that you own your own domain, you own your own website, and when you promote your stuff, don't promote other stuff. So, you know, same thing goes with Audio Boom and Stitcher, iTunes, now Apple Podcasts, you know, the whole thing. You know, don't tell people to find you there. Tell them to find you on your website and then push the appropriate button. That works out best all the way around because you own it top to bottom. All right. I did have, I guess it's not really a question directly to me, but it's been a question a lot of people are asking. You know, why is it that XXX, as I have here in the show notes, is more expensive than SoundCloud for hosting? And that could, you know, where the X's are could be Blueberry, could be Libsyn, Spreaker, Podbean. You know, a lot of them are way more expensive than what SoundCloud was charging. And, you know, I guess the easiest thing I would say is that's because they didn't charge enough. That stuff costs a ton of money. You know, the bandwidth costs money. You know, now, and most independent podcasters can get on an unlimited plan at Blueberry or Libsyn or Spreaker or whatever where you're not paying for bandwidth. But that's the reason that works is A, those places charge enough money, and B, most people don't use a lot of bandwidth. There might be an outlier here and there, and those who don't use a lot of bandwidth subsidize the ones that do. And, you know, as long as you don't have a bunch of people on there using a bunch of bandwidth, it works out really well. And, you know, at Blueberry, we've been able to make a decent living doing that. And, you know, I'm sure Spreaker and Libsyn and some of the others are doing just fine as well. And that's because we charge enough money. You know, I forget who said it, but basically, you know, if you sell dollar bills for 90 cents a piece, eventually you're going to run out of dollar bills. Well, that's what's happening at SoundCloud. And that's why they're going out of business. So that's why Blueberry, Libsyn, Spreaker, all the rest cannot match the price they were paying at SoundCloud. And, you know, part of that problem is going to be when SoundCloud does finally shut down, you're going to definitely have to find another place. And you're not going to find another place that is that cheap. Or if you do find one that is that cheap, then you're going to have to go through this again when that one implodes. You know, it's just how it works. And we've had, you know, there's several big networks and stuff that were on SoundCloud. And they're scrambling right now to find alternatives. And we give them quotes. They, you know, their jaw drops, you know, for a pro account where you do pay for bandwidth at Blueberry or you know, and I'm sure Libsyn's getting the same sort of thing. I don't know how Spreaker does it, but I do know, you know, both Blueberry and Libsyn, you know, they do have those pro accounts, and those pro accounts take into account the bandwidth and the amount of storage and all that. And, you know, that stuff does cost money. And so, like I said, just make sure that you have a local copy if you're on SoundCloud, and know that, yeah, it's going to cost you a little more money. You know, if you're just the average podcaster, chances are you can fit on a, you know, a $12 or $20, $40 plan here and there, you know, on any of those places, and that'll work out fine for you. Yeah, it's more than what SoundCloud was charging you, but still reasonable and still unlimited bandwidth. So anyway, some of the other topics, and I got to take my own advice here. Do you have too many podcasts? I mean, are you trying to produce too many podcasts? And that could be, you know, are you trying to do a daily show, or are you trying to do seven different podcasts? You know, I run into that a lot. You know, a lot of churn in the podcast world. You know, where somebody gets into podcasting and they're, oh, this is great, I'm going to do a podcast about X. And they do a podcast about X. And they say, oh, well, I'm also interested in Y. All right, I'm going to go do a podcast about Y and X. And then, oh, wait a minute, I want to do another one about Z. And then they start that one. And then the one about X suffers. And then the one about Y suffers. And the one about X suffers. And before too long, all of them kind of get by the wayside. Well, I can relate. Notice the lack of episodes in this feed over the last bit. But anyway, I'm going to start taking my own advice here, and I'm whittling down the number of podcasts that I'm going to be doing. Not sure which ones are getting the chop, but you know, if I figure out all the different feeds that I've got, I think, well, let's see, there's this one. There's the Quick Hits, which I'm combining, by the way, so you will get Quick Hits episodes mixed in with these episodes. So don't be surprised if you get a little shorty episode once in a while. Mixed in with these longer ones. And let's see, I do Geek of the North. So that's three feeds right there. I do Mike Dell's World. And for a real short time, I did one called 5 Minutes with Mike. So that's another one. Traverse City Podcast. I keep wanting to start that one, and I'll do an episode, and then a year later, I'll do another episode and get all gung-ho about it. And yeah, it's not working. And the reason it's not working is you can't focus on that much stuff. Even if you absolutely live and breathe podcasting, which I do, that might be part of the problem. I'm always working on everybody else's. And so, I don't know. This one I want to keep, and probably Mike Dell's World I'll keep. And I do have another project I'll tell you about at the end of the show here. But and then I'm doing your podcast. That's Blueberry's official, one of Blueberry's two official podcasts over there at PowerPressPodcast.com. So go check that out. Todd and I get together every 2 weeks for a half hour or so and talk about podcasting news and what's going on at Blueberry itself. So that one's definitely interesting to get to. And that one I will be doing every 2 weeks, no matter what. Come hell or high water, as they say. So there we go. That'd be six right there. So I don't need six. Unfortunately, some of them are going to have to go. Like I said, the Quick Hits feed is probably going to, you know, it'll stay there, but basically it's going to be going out in this feed as well. So don't be surprised you get a little short episode now and again on Quick Hits. 5 Minutes with Mike, I'm just not going to bother with that one. It's there, but I'll probably just put that on with Mike Dell's World. And the Traverse City Podcast, don't know. Like I said, I keep wanting to start it. I have all good intentions and just never takes off. And Geek of the North, it's fun to jump on there and do that, and it's really great to be on the Modern Life Network like I am, but I don't know. So I'll be working that in my head here over the next little bit. And like I said, I just don't want you to get discouraged with your podcast. You know, just start a podcast, stick with it, get good at it, and then later on, you know, if that topic gets old for you or whatever, you know, kind of shift the show, do whatever, you know. Podcasting, it's beautiful. You can do whatever you want. So I don't know. I would just say, resist the urge to start a ton of podcasts. And I've said that before and still don't take my own advice sometimes. Another thing that discourages people from podcasting or, you know, bogs them down with stuff that isn't really helping their podcast is having too complicated of a website. And as you know, I do advocate you have your own website and that be the focus of, you know, everything you do with the podcast. You know, send them to your site. Send them to your site. Don't send them to iTunes. Don't send them to Stitcher. Don't send them to Google Play. Don't send them anywhere except your own site. I agree with that. But also, don't make that site so complicated that you know, that it, A, is hard for your user to find your podcast. You know, I'm all for, you know, front and center. You know, this episode, when you go to podcasthelpdesk.com until episode 100 comes out or another Quick Hits come out, this is going to be at the top of the site at podcasthelpdesk.com. And if it's not at the top of the site and something else is out ahead of it, this one will be probably on that front page or easily findable. That's the thing. You know, you want your podcast to just be there. You know, you don't want, you know, so many times I'm working with somebody and I say, okay, what's your web address? And I go to their web address and I say, then I got to ask them, well, how do I find your podcast? Because I can't find it. And then they wonder why, you know, they're not getting the listens, you know. It's not iTunes. It's not all these directories. That helps, sure, if you're in there. But as I always say, send them to your website. But don't make it so complicated that it's hard to find. You know, I see a lot of these sites with sliders and pictures and this and that's and pop-ups. Oh, I hate those. You know, whoever come up with lead pages, I don't get it. I'm sure they're useful for something, but if I have to keep, you know, moving a pop-up out of the way to see your content, I'm leaving. Simple as that. You know, it's the most annoying thing in the world. So, you know, try to keep that stuff to a minimum. Just, like I said, make it easy for people to subscribe. Make it easy for people to play your podcast. And do it right at your website. Send them to your website. I guess the bottom line is I just don't want you to get bogged down with details that aren't going to help your show. You know, it's like a lot of times you hear all these guys talking about, you know, in the guys and gals in the all the Google groups, not Google groups, the Facebook groups and forums and whatnot. They're always asked, well, what microphone should I get? What mixer should I get? What this should I get? What that should I get? Get the microphone that you sound decent on, and then you're done. You don't need another microphone. You know, I'm talking through a PR40 right now, ironically, but you don't need a PR40 to podcast. You don't need an ATR2100 to podcast. You just need a microphone that sounds decent. And if you've got one that sounds decent, then there's no need to change it. Really, you know. Sure, it's cool. A lot of podcasters are gearheads, and you know, I fall into that category. And yeah, I like having another microphone. But when I got this PR40, my listenership didn't go up because of the PR40 anyway. Now, if you got lousy audio, do something about it. But you know, and yeah, I'm gonna still, you know, compare microphones and that kind of thing. But it's not that's not something that's gonna help you grow your podcast. You know, just like a super complicated website is probably going to hurt your podcast more than it helps. So, you know, keep it simple. You know, just make sure that your podcast is front and center on your website. And if you've got a website that does everything, you know, if you're blogging and you're selling stuff and you're doing this and you're doing that and you got your business over there, and it's great. It's wonderful. But have at least a big button that says, the podcast is here. And by the way, don't make the mistake of calling the page podcast, singular, especially if you're using PowerPress. That can cause issues. But I got some geeky under the hood stuff that'll help that too. So I guess you could do that. But all I'm saying is, you know, don't make it hard for me to find your podcast once I land at your page. And don't tell me to go find it in iTunes. You know, if I'm sitting here on an Android phone and I stumble across your website and then stumble across your podcast because it's hard to find, and then I finally hit the play button and you tell me to go to iTunes to find your podcast to subscribe, I'm done. You know, I'm on an Android phone. I can't go to your podcast. Yes, I could go home and subscribe to it in the iTunes desktop software, but then I can't listen to it on my phone if I got an Android phone. And if I got an Apple phone, well, yeah, I guess I could fire up a podcast by iOS or podcast by Apple, you know, in the iOS. I don't know. What do they call that app? Podcasts, I guess. It's the purple one, you know, on the iPhone. And, you know, I can do that if I'm on that type of device. But if I'm on an Android phone, you just cut out half of your audience. You know, last industry-wide report I've seen, iTunes is 51-point-something% of the podcast listening audience. Okay, so that means there's 48-point-something percent of the market out there that you just alienated by saying go to iTunes. So, and that's a dropping number for iTunes. They're going to be below 50%, I predict, by the end of the year. And not that they're not growing. They're growing like weeds, but so is everybody else. And their market share is shrinking, but the overall listeners are going up. So just, I don't know. I guess I pounded that dead horse a lot, but it's so, so important, that you, market to everybody, get everybody. You don't want to, just send people to iTunes. And besides that, iTunes search is lousy, at least right now. So let me look at my notes here. It's time for the blueberry tip. Well, tip is PowerPress Sites Deluxe is out now. It's been out a couple of months. Of course, I moved to it for podcasthelpdesk.com, as I said. And it's a rock-solid, stable WordPress site. Of course, I've mapped my domain to it. It's got a selection of a few different themes, and we went out and asked a bunch of podcasters that use PowerPress, what other plugins do you absolutely have to have? And we got answers from several of them, that are successfully using WordPress and PowerPress, quite a few actually, and we compiled a list. And that's the plugins that are available on Deluxe. We don't let just any plugin be there. We don't let just any theme be there. It's we've got to support that. And the goal is to have a rock solid podcast feed and a rock solid podcasting website. And if that's what you want, and simple, it's nice and easy. You don't have to worry about security. You don't have to worry about any of that stuff, backups, security, updates, every time you log into WordPress, it seems to be one thing or another, ready for update. Well, you don't have to worry about that. We take care of that. I personally take care of that for you. I go into the site in the morning, every weekday morning, and check for updates and run the updates. So everything stays updated. Everything stays secure. We've got really, really good security, and it's completely managed by us. And if you get really popular, it'll handle it. You're not going to have this problem, where you go get the $2 a month Bluehost account or whatever. I'm not picking on Bluehost, but any of those shared hosting plans where you get a certain level of users. And all of a sudden, everything just bogs down and it doesn't work right, or the database isn't there anymore because there's too much traffic. You're going to have that problem at Blueberry. Deluxe PowerPress sites, they're a little more expensive, but they're well worth it and peace of mind. And if you want to try it free, that was weird. You want to try it free for a month, use the promo code HELPDESK over at blueberry.com. And let's see. Of course, I did mention your podcast. We're up to episode 11 coming up, recording this week. So we're plugging along at that. Of course, that's Todd and myself doing podcast news and blueberry tips and blueberry news and that kind of stuff. So it's kind of a behind the curtains look at what's going on at Blueberry. And, of course, Mackenzie does the PowerPress podcast, also over at powerpresspodcast.com. So check that out. And I told you I was going to tell you about a little project that I'm working on. And, I'm not reinventing the wheel by any stretch, but, I just talked about, do you really want to do a daily podcast? Do you really want to do more podcasts? Well, I'm a glutton for punishment. I'm going to be having, and it's not done yet, it has to be approved by Amazon, but it's in beta testing right now with a few of my close associates, and soon there will be a podcast help desk skill in your flash briefing on the Amazon devices. I don't want to say the name of it too many times because I don't want everybody's device to to go off. But the Amazon smart speakers will have a new podcast help desk news skill. And what I'm going to do with that is it's going to be just a little 1-2 minute podcast headline news and or tip of the day. And you can add that to your daily flash briefing. And I'll run that Monday through Friday probably, and maybe even on the weekends. We'll see. Looks like I can schedule those ahead of time. So hopefully I'll get in a yank here and at least get the tips recorded. So when I don't have any news, I can throw a tip in there. So look for that on a Amazon device near you. And that about does it. I don't know. Did I go even a half hour here? Yeah, just coming up on a half an hour. That seems to be about my optimum length. Of course, you'll hear people have all kinds of opinions about how long a podcast should be. Well, a podcast should be just long enough for you to say what you want to say and not be boring. So hopefully I wasn't boring, and we're going to end this right here. Next episode is episode 100, and I'm not going to really do a whole lot of craziness around episode 100 because that really should have happened about 2 years ago. But anyway, kind of a milestone in most podcasts' life is the episode 100. So, but actually what I'm going to do is episode 101 is going to be kind of a reboot. Not a reboot completely, obviously, but I'm going to go back to the beginning and I'm going to do the beginner series. I started that a little while back, but I'm going to do that again. So 101, 102, 103, 104 probably are going to be, so you want to start a podcast, here's the steps you ought to do. So 101 will be the basics, just like a 101 class in college. So, but episode 100 is coming up next. And I don't have any specific plans for that. So if you have any ideas, of course, get a hold of me. podcasthelpdesk@gmail.com or mike@mikedell.com. And like I said at the beginning, had a few personal things going on. And, of course, a lot of business things going on and all that. And not to make any excuses, but if you want to hear all the personal stuff, over to MikeDell.com and subscribe over there to Mike Dell's World. That's where I rant and rave about whatever's going on sometimes. Of course, it's not real regular either. And as I said a few episodes back, I'm not good at schedules. We're keeping up on your podcast. That's probably going to be the most scheduled one I do. And then this daily thing. But I'm not considering that a podcast, by the way. In fact, it's going to be sort of hidden, so you really won't be able to subscribe to it unless you have the aforementioned Amazon devices. Or if you ask me really nicely, I guess I could give you a feed for that, but not planning on making that public. So, anyway, with that, I will catch you later.
Thanks for listening to the Podcast Help Desk. If you would like Mike to answer your question on the show, email podcasthelpdesk@gmail.com, or better yet, record a voice message at podcasthelpdesk.com. See you next time.